You're wasting your talent, Randy.
Know what day it is. It's Friday. This is the CC in 20. And if you ain't bopping and you ain't moving, you must not be listed. I'm Dave Sherapan, the sportsbook, consigliere, sports beat can't get sing, executive producer, the strategist, the DJ, and the resident Eagle guy, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. My goodness, Dan Alexander, what the hell is going on in the football today? I'm doing BVB. My phone's lighting up. I'm getting texts. They traded Pickett. They traded Kenny. Kenny's gone. Where did he go? Newbie, where did he go?
He went to, I think I still have it over here in the board here. Let me turn that off. Here it is. Yeah. The New Jersey boys coming home. The New Jersey boys coming home, baby. Kenny Pickett to the birds. They literally, Dave, they cannot help themselves. They literally just, if somebody's out there and is on the trade block, like, they'll kick the tires. And I guess the Eagles just wanted to make sure that any time that Jalen Hurts has his inevitable bad stretch of games where he's not passing the ball, he's only running the ball, the only thing that he gets is when he gets in the end zone on the tush push, which yeah. The tush push, if they don't outlaw it, Dave, is going to be unstoppable because they added Saquads into the equation. So now between right. Saquads and Jalen Hurts, it's 1,200 pounds of squatting ability that those thighs are pushing on the tush push. So, but I'll tell you what, man. Like, I know Eagles fans, give it till preseason. There's going to be people calling to WIP and being like, "You guys know we got to take a look. We got to take a look at Kenny. He's just that prototypical pocket passer." So I'm just warning. That will be calls from the Delco folks. I'm just telling you, Kenny Pickett, man, there's something about him, and he knows this area. They're going to be calling for him on WIP. I give it till week
you
three.
You sound like the RDI right yeah. there when you yeah. went back. You've yeah, been hanging know. Out with him now yeah, for a day know. Or two. You can go right back into that mix.
Yous know how we're doing. Go Birds. Go Birds. But I'll tell you, I'll give it till week five. It'll be a national, like ESPN. Like Stephen A. will be talking about, like, should they be benching our man Jalen Hurts on his show? I'm telling you, give it till week five.
You think so?
Week five after Jalen Hurts like stumbles out of the gate a little bit here. You know they can't. Once the run game gets shut down, they play one good team who's able to stop the run game. It's going to be Jalen Hurts. Is he an elite quarterback?
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's coming.
That was good. That was good. Well, you know what? They're also going to be asking is in Pittsburgh. They're going to be asking a simple question. Jesus Christ. What the hell is going on? Now you traded the number one receiver, whether he was or not, Deontay Johnson. He gone. The backup quarterback left on his own. Mason Rudolph signed with Tennessee. The guy that might have been a starter, maybe not, but he's going to come in and at least compete for the job. Kenny Pickett said, "The hell with this. I ain't got to go
home. I'm out of here.
But I'm going to get the hell up out of here. No, in fact, I'm going to go towards home. I want traded." And they traded him that day or whatever. Yesterday they talked, and today he's in a Philadelphia Eagle. So the Steelers ain't got a backup plan. There's no backup plan. Russell Wilson is cooking in Pittsburgh. He put out a video today. I haven't looked at it yet, but I got it sent to me by one of my dear friends, Rob, who I grew up with, who I don't hear from Rob like maybe for a year. And then something like this happens, and I get the text. All right. I'm just going to read it to you because this is the kind of stuff that you're dealing with. Like you're talking about the guy from Delco and this and that. And I get this one. I mean, I can't even, it says, Wilson is 35. This move is a mistake. Mm. And then you get the response from Brother Doug. I'm shocked as shit right now. But I have to believe that Khan has a plan already in motion for the solve. Someone is coming. I sense Justin Fields. And that scares me too.
There's not going to be they're not going to have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. There's no way.
So it says there's no effing way they go into the season with Wilson and a drafted QB rookie.
Oh yeah?
Really?
Oh yeah? Well,
really?
Enjoy Joe Milton. That's who you got. The new Jamarcus Russell, baby, coming to your town, Joey M's.
It's not right.
It's coming. That's why they got Russell, so that Russell can teach him the ropes. I'm telling you, you're getting Joe Milton. You're going to use a nice pick on him, too. It's Joe Milton. And then you know what he's going to be singing?
We're from the town with that great football team. Da-da-da-da, we just drafted Joe Milton.
Yeah, that's happening, Dave. Lock it in. Milton to the Steelers. It's happening.
The hell is going on around here? Damn. Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. And I wore the pin after.
What the hell is even that?
That's exactly right. Yes, I wore the pit hat today because Pitt's playing North Carolina. We'll get to that in a second, the basketball and everything else, because you dropped the basketball. Curtis Blow yesterday. I mean, I don't know about you, but I was singing it all day.
Singing
it this morning.
We might
have to send it out with that one. That's pretty good. But Aaron Donald retired today, and I saw that. He's done.
Yep.
A defensive lineman who Peralta actually said he interviewed for an hour on his radio show back in the day, Venetian. And he told Peralta during that interview that if he got his hands on a offensive lineman, there was not an offensive lineman that could stop him.
Oh, really?
You know what I thought? I thought that's like newbie back in the day.
Oh, 1,000%. You couldn't stop me. But it is funny to hear Aaron Donald say that, because first ballot Hall of Famer, don't get me wrong. You would think if that was – he never got his hands on a Philadelphia Eagles lineman. Played him 5 times, 0 sacks for your boy Aaron Donald. So, you know, a nice interview by our man Peralt, but he was capping a little bit in the interview, because I would think in 5 outings he could probably get his hands on at least one offensive lineman. Played many different incarnations. Jeff Stoutland, checkmate over Aaron Donald. Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Checkmate, good career, amazing career, one of the best to do it, the dude who trains with knives, but you never sacked Philadelphia Eagles quarterbacks. How about that one, Dave?
I mean, you didn't even have to look that shit up. That's what I love. Like, this is, I know how sensitive you are to the lineman stuff. Like, you pay attention.
I'm all about the line. Like, I'll break down the offensive line and defensive line, what they're doing. Like, that's the start of my NFL handicapping. And that's why I have a better record than you need to year after year. He doesn't know what's going on up front.
There's just no question about that.
If we were handicapping bowling, okay, maybe Yanitzi would have a leg to stand on.
Right. But you studied the film when you were playing, and you know what to look at. You're such a student of the game.
On God.
And I've known people like you that are into it like that. I appreciate that. So I know for a fact, I don't even need to check the numbers, he never sacked him. He never got one sack against the Eagles.
Not one sack. You can check it. You can double check it. Played him 5 times in his career. Played against Carson Wentz. Played against Jalen Hurts. Played against backup quarterbacks.
Never got him.
Never got him down, man. Not once.
Never got me down, Ray.
Yeah, never got me down. Exactly.
Never got me down, Ray.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so good. Wow. All right. Well, that was that's the NFL portion of the show. And since there's no baseball portion of the show, we'll say that one was the one brought to you by Saks Underwear Ballpark Pouch. Underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels, and non-chafing flat-out seams. There you go. It's a shame there's only 2 hockey games today, Noob, because I don't have any plays.
Nothing.
I don't have anything going. But I know that, like, the clicking, the dancing, I mean, I don't think there's a concerto that would be even we could play for the music that has been going on with the hockey this
it's
week.
It's been amazing.
You said Sabres yesterday.
Sabre hummus,
and they shut out the Islanders 4-0. Like, you want to talk about a cigar game. And if Bowling Lobby wants to come back and be a sponsor, that was a cigar game. Easy. You didn't find any any nuggets or anything in the
No, I mean, hockey, if you want to chop some wood for Saturday, since we're not a Saturday program, you can chop some wood with
ahead?
With the New Jersey Devils. They're going to, what, lay minus 150 against the Coyotes? Coyotes aren't beating the Devils, right?
No.
And so, you know, there's your hockey play.
Okay.
Devils right, over the Coyotes tomorrow. If you want to do regulation to make it a little less juicy, do it. Minus 150.
Okay. All right. Well, two games today, Ducks, Jets.
Yeah, it's caca, pee-pee, poo-poo.
405? 410 is the money line? Like, what the hell is that?
What are we doing?
All right, what's the other game? Oh, it's Kings at Blackhawks. Oh, what? 275?
Yeah.
280? Yeah. 300? Listen, hockey guys, just
take the day off. You know, take the lady out on a nice date. You know what I mean? Like, go to the nice dinner. Maybe go see a movie. There's probably something showing. I saw Oppenheimer streaming. You can catch up on some of the Oscar movies.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
I didn't. I was a Barbie guy. Probably surprises no one. I thought they were absolutely snubbed at the Oscars. Barbie, amazing movie, Dave.
Okay.
Genuinely one of the best that I've seen in quite some time.
Really?
Loved Barbie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's worth a watch. It's worth a watch. Yeah, and it's streaming.
All right. I trust your movie judgments.
It's funny. It's endearing.
Did you ever see The Boys in the Boat?
I gotta see that. I wait till stuff goes to streaming. It's so hard for me to get to the movie theater. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
When you go to the movie theater, like, what is the go-to snack? Like,
you obviously got to get a popcorn bucket doused in the paint that they call butter. Obviously doused. Right. The smart move is you ask them if you cannot, you know, butter it yourself, ask them to fill the popcorn bucket halfway, hit it with butter, then fill it, hit it with butter again. So, you know, get like through that top level.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the pro move. You got to get that. And then I go with a little Bunch of Crunch action. I'm a big Bunch of Crunch guy. You know those little like Nestle Crunchy Boys?
Yeah.
Bunch of Crunch.
Really?
Oh, Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch.
I get paid every time I say it, so Bunch of Crunch.
Tweet at us. He's at Newbie Talks. I'm at Sports BK Consig. Tony's still on assignment, on mission, but he's at Tony.
He tells us every day, send me the link. Send me the link. He hasn't fucking dropped in once.
I got excited today. He said he was going to pop in.
We'll see.
I thought he was going to pop in.
We got
the number against him.
Yeah, we got
you
like.
Got the text and you he's said got minus 1100.
He's got 6 minutes, Dave. He's got 6 minutes to make an appearance.
I don't think he's coming.
I'm with you.
I don't think he's coming.
We moved it. It's now minus. It's a 10-1. You have to lay 10 to win one right now, I'm still laying it.
That's what I'm saying. It's every day. When he said he was going to pop in, it went to 1,100, minus 11-1.
And then yesterday he bitched. He was like, no text, no text. We literally have been talking about it all morning in the chat.
We do the show every day.
I know.
We're trying to do it. We can't do it earlier because at times, like the East Coast guys, but the West Coast guys love it. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Keep showing up, boys. Keep subscribing. NBA noobs, I don't like the card today.
I know. I feel bad that, you know, it's like a Friday show and, like, there's nothing that, like, I love. You know what I mean? Like what?
But not in the NBA. Like, I don't like the NBA's trash today.
Yeah, NBA is trash.
It's tough matchups. Denver's playing San Antonio at San Antonio 10.
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, 10.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. That's an under game.
Yeah, when I knew I wasn't going to bet the NBA is when I ran down the card and I was like, Magic? When the Magic was the team that stood out to me, I was like, I'm not fucking betting NBA tonight. If I look at a card,
say it again, like you said it. Say it again.
Magic?
It was like, a question.
That's a statement. That's what I mean. When I ran down the card and I was like, I can't in good conscience come on this show where we have just been on a goddamn heater and walk on here and say, let's bet the Orlando Magic tonight. I can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. No. Can't do it. Won't do it. I mean, Denver game under if you need a total. The rest of the lines are just really, I mean, 10, 8, 8.5. There's a 6.5 with the Pelicans and the Clippers, and people are laying it with the Pelicans. Good luck. Good luck. I don't want
to. Have
fun. Yeah. And Atlanta and Utah. Atlanta laying 3 on the road at Utah. That's a Utah-only play or nothing, and really it's nothing. But, I mean, there's nuggets. There's things. There's college lacrosse and there's stuff happening this weekend, right?
Like, there is.
What? Oh, good.
There is. We got a nice college across board. In case you missed the show yesterday, I'll remind you, we're taking Brown, getting the points against Penn. We've actually moved the line again. It used to be 6. Now it's all the way down to 5, and we're still betting Brown. You could have gotten them on the money line if you listened to the show yesterday, as high as 8-1. It's down to minus 530, plus 530. Excuse me. But we still like that. Brown, little money line sprinkle. I think they're live to beat Penn, get their first win of the year. Right. And then the other one that we were eyeing, where is it here on the board?
There's 3 plays yesterday.
Well, yeah, we did a little money line parlay yesterday. Okay. Yeah. And we were looking at Notre Dame in the money line parlay. We were looking at Syracuse in the money line parlay. And then the one leg that gets a little bit scary, but it gets us to some nice plus chicken, is Loyola laying it on the money line. Notre Dame, Syracuse, Loyola, Maryland, plus 121. That's your little parlay.
All right. Very good. That's the lacrosse portion of the show. Boys and girls, and there's really not too many other shows other than your show. Where do they find your show for that?
At Bet on Lacrosse. And if you need some tonight, we're taking the over 23. Johns Hopkins, Navy, over 23 for Friday action. And that's at Bet on Lacrosse.
Dear Lord. Bet on Lacrosse. I'm going to go to a lacrosse game, the indoor lacrosse game here.
You should. The Desert Dogs.
I'm 100% going.
They're kind of booty, though, the Desert Dogs.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're slightly booty. They're not good at all.
I got to get down there. My guy DJ Thump DJs during the game. A lot of music, a lot of things happen.
Oh, that's
the music here.
It's all about it. It's all about it.
Making the whole scene. So quickly, there's a zillion college basketball games. And if you catch this, me and Peralta are doing it on Sports Grid tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. We'll be talking about the games back and forth and this and that. But Pitt's playing North Carolina. I had these guys I called the ex-presidents. These are literally gentlemen gangsters. They're betting. They said Pitt's live today. I disagreed with them. You're on your own for that. I like North Carolina. I like North Carolina to win the tournament now. Duke's out. So keep an eye on that one. Ohio State plays Illinois. I think you're getting a little bit of a dispute between betting groups. There's some very sharp people that are waiting for that number to pounce on Ohio State. Other people have already laid it with Illinois. Personally, in the Big Ten, I like Nebraska to beat Indiana. But that might be personal, a little emotional, because I thought Penn State was going to beat Indiana yesterday and continue that little march to today, because I thought they could beat Nebraska, which then would have put them, you know, right there for the Big Ten championship. Now they're out and the season's over. They're not making a tournament. Kentucky against Texas A&M's coming up. I like Kentucky. Some very smart people, newbie. I don't know if they have a model or not, but how would they sound if they did, if they liked Texas A&M?
We are seeing some value. We're showing some value here on Texas A&M this evening, Dave. Major value.
It's perfect. It's so good. That's exactly what they sound like. You want value, bet Texas A&M. I think if you want to win, bet Kentucky. The late game of the SEC, Florida and Alabama, there's your over. Go over 173. It's going to be moving. It's going up. Good luck with that. The late one that for the people out west, even for the people back east, if you're up, it could be the Mountain West game. I really like Colorado State against New Mexico. That's late. That's get back. Temple is against Charlotte. Take the points. Temple, where they told them they were fixing it. They must not be fixing it now no more, because Temple's just winning. So I don't know if that game, I don't know if it's on the up and up, but I like them plus the points. Newbie, you got plans with the RDI for the weekend in 30 seconds?
Yeah, we're meeting up with the Dirty Hippies tomorrow. A little celebration they haven't seen each other since they saw each other in Vegas. So they're going to be, all the Dirty Hippies are getting back together. So
it's going
to be like pants that look like burlap sacks. And how they're going to pay for it, Dave, we're laying it with Virginia against NC State, by the way. That's a little basketball play on the way out.
Love the newbie late basketball play. That's the show, boys and girls. Thank you for listening to the CC in 20. He's Dan. I'm Dave. The show's Cash Considerations. See you later. Have a great week.
Yeah.